jungle justice still rampant. When the mob, that mob, lynched those four innocent young men in Port Harcourt a decade ago, there was such a public outcry against mob justice. I remember I was in Port Harcourt at the time, spoke with a few of their family members. The outrage nationally was insane, you know. Some of the killers were tried and convicted. A lot of voices at the time said that maybe, you know, maybe, just maybe, we were turning a corner as a society when it comes to rule of law, when it comes to monopoly of violence, when it comes to due process. There was so much hope. But that wasn't the case. Here's today's big hard fact. According to SBM Intelligence, there have been 279 incidents of mob violence since 2019, claiming 391 lives. So as you can see, Nigerians are still taking law into their own hands and killing their fellow human beings on the spot for alleged crimes. Today we're talking about the Alo 4 case. It's we're talking about its legacy. We're talking about the socio-cultural reasons why, even though we say we know better, we say we hate it, Nigerians are still murdering other Nigerians in the name of justice, ironically. My guest is a journalist with the BBC who just produced some work on the Alo 4 10th anniversary. His name is Nduka Ojinmor. He's going to join us in a bit. But Lagos, we want to hear from you. What do you think are the reasons that Nigerians still resort to mob justice? Have you ever witnessed a lynching or an attempted lynching? What did you do to try and stop it? Did you try to stop it? Do you remember the Alo 4 case? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Now, we're streaming this conversation live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Now, for those of you who do not remember the Alo 4 case, for those of you who've never heard of it, perhaps because you're in Lagos and this thing happened in Port Harcourt, before I speak with Nduka, I want to play a report for you that Nduka himself put together for the BBC. If you are watching our live stream, I'll also play the video for you. You'll see the video of the report there. But for those of you who are probably driving home and therefore you cannot watch the live stream for yourself, let me play the audio for you right here. Again, our live stream, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
She was crying. I asked her what was the problem. She said they have killed the gunman. Nigeria is a place where people don't seem to have value for human life because there are so many places in the world where that incident cannot happen.
Exactly 10 years ago, four students of the University of Port Harcourt were killed by an angry mob. Now, they had been wrongly accused of robbery, thousands watched and many filmed as they were brutally murdered. This is the story of the Alo 4.
a.m. October 5th, 2012, four university students run into the local community patrol. At that time of the morning, suspicions arose, especially as there had been robberies in that area. Accused of being petty thieves, they are taken to a mock trial where they are found guilty. Immediately, their punishment is handed out. They are stripped, beaten, and taken to a pit where what happens next is too horrific for words. But by the early morning, they were dead.
I am Nduka Ojinmor, a BBC journalist from Port Harcourt. I know Alo community very well. Now, I remember when this happened. I was in Port Harcourt at the time, so I still remember it. It was the first mob killing in Nigeria to go viral. Now, when this happened, there was widespread outrage and debates about Nigeria's judicial system.
People were actually there laughing, jeering, taking pictures of other people who were being slaughtered.
But despite all that shock and anger, mob killings continue to happen in Nigeria. People like Kill Briggs feel that the government isn't doing enough to stop them.
It seems like if you don't raise your voice, the right things will not be done. And yes, there was definitely a feeling in me that the system, the government, the judiciary, even the federal government, ought to be aware of what has happened in a place, in a so-called place of education.
So, we have talked about the government. What about the people? What is it that drives them to such extremes?
The failure of governance or failure of the criminal justice is one very potent reason for this, because people are no longer interested in what happens there as a result of the failure of the criminal justice system.
This is Dr. Destiny, a lecturer at the University of Port Harcourt who specializes in criminology. He explains why it seems there's a loss of value for human life in Nigeria.
We have had cases of war, conflict, cultism, political instability, thuggery, and all of those, you know, that in at the end results in the loss of lives. And so violence largely has become a culture in this part of the world.
But behind these attacks are real people with stories of their own. Ugonna and Lloyd were aspiring rappers. Tekena was Lloyd's cousin. And Chiadika formed the fourth member of their youthful crew.
They were soft children. You know that kind of children, like privileged, yes. You know when you say an Ajabota now, you say, you know that this person is Ajabota. Ugonna especially, you know, he had that very baby look with his afro and all of that. There's no reason why anybody should die like that. There's no reason. There's no reason at all.
Three men were sentenced for life in 2017, including one police officer, for their roles in the killing of the students. Now, for Ugonna's father, that is enough proof that the system works.
If the judiciary were not to be trusted, I'm sure they would not even have concluded that case till date. But I had the strong belief that the judiciary could be trusted.
Nigeria's constitution guarantees everyone the right to life, dignity, and fair hearing, making mob killings a punishable crime. The killing of Yalu 4 was 10 years ago. Nigerians have since moved on. But for Ugonna's father, time is a keen reminder of the loss of a beloved son.
He would have been 28 by now, yes. Certainly, he would have been out of school, maybe finished his youth service. Possibly, he may not even have been in Nigeria now. And then, being the first son and only son, I may have also wanted him to get married early so that I have that assurance that he has started building up himself.
A very sobering report. Nduka, thank you so much for putting that together. Now let's talk. What was it about the Alu 4 that captured Nigerians, in your opinion? Was it just the fact that social media was very new? Because 2012 was when we're all still just getting on social media. So was it because social media was very new and this was one of the first cases that went viral? Was it the identity of the victims, these young, bubbly students? Was it the gruesome way they were killed? What was it?
I think it's a combination of all the factors you've mentioned. But probably the most important was the fact that it was captured on phones. Back in 2012, Facebook and Twitter didn't have the sort of regulations that they do have now. Mm-hmm. It was lax then, mm-hmm. so things could get on to those platforms without being pulled down immediately. Mm-hmm. because that wasn't the first time we had a mob killing in Nigeria. Yeah, you know, it happened before then, but that was the first time we were coming face to face, you know, with it. We were confronted with it. So I think that was a major factor. But the place it happened also, this was in a university environment, you know, where you're supposed to have the best society, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And people would argue that Alu was a village, you know, behind the university, but the fact that it's around that same place, you would expect that, you know, the energy from the university, the intellect that is generated would have permeated into that community.
Mm.
And that was surprising. And of course, the ages of those boys were young,
they were,
you know,
young.
18, 19, 20.
Mm.
So I think it was a combination of all of three factors.
Mm. You got to talk to their family members. You got to talk to their friends 10 years on. How have they coped with it? My heart broke for the father at the end of that documentary there.
Yeah. Mr. Obuzo, Mr. Obuzo. He's one of the parents who have not really been out there, you know, speaking to the media. He's not really talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the healing process from him has been different compared to the other family,
mm-hmm.
the Tokus, Tokumaik and his wife, who have always been out there. Tokumaik is a journalist. So the grieving process for them, I think, is complete. When I also spoke to them, they said they were done with it. They had moved on. They had to move from their old house to a new one because they kept receiving this sympathy, you know, sorry. And the wife said she kept remembering the incident, so they moved out. Mr. Obuzo, I don't think he's really gotten over it. He told me he has.
Mm.
Yeah, but the way he spoke, probably because it was the first time he was coming to speak about it publicly. But you could still see that grief. And these were like first sons at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was his only son at that time. He's now gone on and to have two other sons. Well, of course, he can't replace human life.
Yeah.
But that was his only son at the time. So you can really understand how deeply touched he was after that incident.
Mm. Why is jungle justice so rampant here? This is a question I ask all the time on this show.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a fellow journalist, so perhaps you'll have the answers for me. Why is it so rampant here? What are the factors that lead Nigerians to kill those that they suspect of crimes?
I think it's a failure of the state. It's a failure of governance. It's, you would call that failure of the judiciary. That's the policing and the court system itself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a reflection of the failure of governance.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, in the past, you've had people who have been suspects who have been handed over to the police, you know, and the next thing you see them out there, you know, going about their businesses. I remember when I lived in Port Harcourt, we had this guy who was arrested by the community group, you know, the vigilante, as they call them. And we all knew that he was a suspected criminal.
Mm.
He was handed over to the police. And a week later, we saw him. And I guess what he did, once he came out, he went to the house of this the leader of the local vigilante, you know, and had like that one barely escaped his life.
Mm.
So it's that failure of the policing system where, you know, justice is not seen to be done.
Mm.
Justice again is delayed because justice delayed is almost like you're not getting anything out of it.
Mm.
2 years ago, there was this report from the ICPC, and it talked about the corruption in the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, well, almost 9 billion naira was paid as bribing that sector. He said the judiciary is the most corrupt arm of government in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that justice is available to, you know, to be bought.
Mm-hmm.
Justice is available to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be frank, our police is not the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak to five Nigerians, I'm pretty sure three of them will tell you don't really have that confidence in the police to deliver justice. So that is why jungle justice happens, one of the reasons. The other reason which one of the experts I spoke to talked about, and which made sense to me, was there's cultural violence in Nigeria at the moment. Sandra, I don't know what it is like in your newsroom, but 10 years ago, five people dying probably make headline story, yeah? But think of it now. If five people die in Nigeria, it'd be like, exactly. You know, I don't think five is a high number. I know that five human beings dying doesn't make the headlines. Yeah? It tells you how far we've gone in terms of, you know, losing value for human life. And it's not hard to see why. The culture of violence in Nigeria is staggering. There's anywhere you turn to, northeast, northwest, you know, in the southeast, there's violence everywhere. So there's that, there's too much bloodshed in Nigeria. So that's why it happened. Another reason for, and I really didn't want to explore this, but maybe I should discuss that with you now. People have talked about rising poverty and how, you know, there's this saying that a hungry man is an angry man. People have said, look, things have gotten worse in the last 7 years. Things have gotten worse. Yeah. People are more hostile. People are more aggressive. You know, people are losing their jobs. There's high inflation. Their money is losing value. So all that's...
all that is transferred into any little,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
So it's what I like to call a pecking order of violence, you know. So the, so the state is oppressing you, so you look for who to oppress, and sometimes it's an innocent person who is in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, and someone just shouts "Ole" or "thief" and it's like, oh yeah, let me take my frustrations out on this person who could be innocent. I want to come back to the point you made about law enforcement. You know, people often talk about that, you know, lack of confidence in law enforcement, right? But here is my pushback on that.
Okay.
If it was just distrust of the system, you wouldn't see torture and lynching. Maybe you'd see them catching a thief, maybe tying up the thief, maybe holding the thief hostage, maybe forcing them to repay. You won't see them escalate a stolen phone into a petrol and tire and fire. There seems to be a high level of malice needed to do that, no?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. Mr. Obuzo said it was cannibalism. You know, he said the people that murdered his son and his friends, people that killed them, that they derived pleasure from doing that. And think of it, you know, there are thousands there. People stood, people were watching, people were recording it on their phones. What kind of human beings would stand by, you know, and almost take pleasure in watching
someone
others being killed,
burn and die?
I don't know. You do have a point there. The gruesomeness of it points perhaps to something else. I don't know what that is. It's probably for anthropologists to explore. Don't forget, was it 2 months ago, the guy in Italy, the Nigerian who was killed on the streets of Italy. Exactly. He was strangled and people stood by and watched, and no one could do anything. So is there something about the human mind? Is there something? I don't know. It's the thought of it scares me to think that. Because what you're pointing out is something quite scary.
Yeah.
The haste with which, you know, people are, and the manner you bring tires, you know, you tie them up, you. And it's usually slow and very painful. You know, you could. It's not quick.
It's not quick and it's not pretty. Okay, I have to take a very short break. But we will continue this conversation. Lagos really, really needs to hear this. Yes.
So, are you looking for a job right here in Lagos? Kirby Nigeria is introducing an exciting journey to build a career and own a business. Now, with a line of generational business success spanning over 100 years, here is an opportunity to meet with an ambitious team and earn over 120,000 naira weekly for yourself. Are you interested? Please call these numbers. It's 081-570-50505 or 0905-637-4258 or 0906-282-0052 to book an interview. And please note, having a car is an added advantage.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, so we've got a few minutes before we have to take like a longer commercial break. But I do want to explore something a bit very quickly. Whenever we talk about mob justice and lynchings, I always think about the people who took part, you know, and then went away. Most of the perpetrators in Alu that day, they never saw justice. They've gone about their lives for 10 years as normal, you know. Do you think as a society, it is worth exploring what it is about us that lets us switch on this murder switch and then switch it back off and go about our lives, you know? Because apart from mob justice, we also see it with religious clashes, tribal clashes, elections, even university cult clashes, you know? Do we have a society and a culture that makes murder easy, do you think?
That's a hard one to answer. That's a really hard one to answer. I'll probably go back to the culture of violence I talked about, the raging, widespread violence across Nigeria that's making it look almost, for lack of a better word now, almost fashionable to spill blood. Now, you talked about cultism in universities also, and the pleasure which I saw students when I was in Port Harcourt, the pleasure they derived from taking part in all that. But back to the Alufo case itself, the police said there were at least 3,000 people there, that witnessed that whole thing, and some of them took part in it. Only three were convicted for life in 2017. So you have thousands, probably the dozens that took part directly in it
were working.
Free, as you said now. I probably wanted to explore, to answer your question, the level of illiteracy in Nigeria and how that perhaps
contributes.
Exactly. Because if you think of mob justice and where it happens, it really happens on the streets. It really happens, multiple areas.
Markets.
There isn't probably any level of anger, Sandra, that you would feel that would make you get physical with someone, or you wouldn't even engage, in stripping someone, tying them, and you wouldn't do that. So it's people of a certain level of enlightenment that tend to take part in all that.
But I hear that, and I raise you what happened in Sokoto, because that what happened in Sokoto happened in a university.
I was going there. I was going to the religious fanatics, because that was a different thing. And we know how religion tends to make very reasonable people
lose
become
their minds.
Something else.
Okay, exactly, hold that thought. I have to take that break I talked about now. Once we come back, we'll come back to this religious fanaticism point and then explore a bit more what it is about us as a society that makes murder so easy. Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello to you. Good evening. I'm here on the show today with Nduka. And Nduka is a BBC journalist who just put together a short film commemorating 10 years after Alufo. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
Oh, Sumbo, why are you going looking like you want to beat somebody? See me see trouble, low. I beg, see what's in my order. See what's in the deliver, give me. Irresemble. And I don't pay online.
Chai, now why I like to buy on Jumia? I feel return within a buy for free within 7 days after it has been delivered to me. And you tell me before, now Jumia I got to buy from now. But first, that's in apparel. Now me and you today. Sumbo, Sumbo. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with free returns when you shop on Jumia. Terms and conditions apply. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Make you believe I will plenty. You said you follow, enjoy the wonderment of the FIFA World Cup for Qatar with Coca-Cola. Summer any Coca-Cola product, we get white cover. Check under the counter. You go see simple code. Dial *8014 *1*#. To join, make yourself get chance jollificate for free. You fit winner with all expense paid trip to the FIFA World Cup for Qatar. Hey! Even 250 million naira giddy by airtime also day to win. Instanta. Terms and conditions, they shall. Coca-Cola now the official partner of the FIFA World Cup. Now FCCPC approved this promo.
Jenny, baby. This one where you dey shine teeth like this. Nobody gonna say them just serve you breakfast.
Which breakfast? I've moved on. When I'm enjoying better discounts at select stores with my Keystone Pink card, I'm attending lifestyle events, networking, and raising my game. All thanks to my Pink account. So you see, my dear, last, the only thing serving me right now is the Keystone Pink account, oh.
And there's more. Enjoy a 2% discount on business loans, free capacity building and mentoring, and access to Pink network platforms when you open a Pink account. Visit the Keystone branch nearest to you or call +234-700-2000-3000 to get started. Keystone Bank, we grow together.
There is a new way to move around Lagos. From Lekki to Oshodi, from anywhere to everywhere. The Anaya app.
with Anaya. You can book your nearest ride with just a click on your phone. Schedule a pickup for any time, anywhere. Track your driver on our live interactive map or even share a ride pool to save on travel costs. Try Anaya and you won't go back to your old ways of moving around in Lagos. Get your first ride for free using the promo code FIRSTRIDE. Download your free Anaya app today from Google Play Store or Apple Store or visit anaya.com. Anaya is spelled A-N-A-Y-E-R. Anaya, the power to move.
You summon the oracle now.
Greetings, my king. How can the oracle serve you?
You will tell me the secret to your power. How did that keke move without a driver?
My secret is the power of 5G.
Tell me more about the power of 5G.
With hyper-fast internet speeds, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give you amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, fire downloads at 2 gigabytes per second, smart homes, instant language translation, and so much more.
5G's amazing technology will change the way we experience life and the internet. Get ready to encounter the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Remember that the MoneyPal app is that friend you need for quick and easy loans from as low as 2,500 Naira to 100,000 Naira.
Football don't start again, oh! To the score goal, too, don't start! Play, argument, plus the quarter, then we follow, don't start, too! Big body them. Just can question like, who they win? What they be the score? Plus plenty excitement. All of them don't start again, oh! So therefore, BetKing they summon you for one get boosted odds and correct cash outs to they celebrate your win. Plus accumulator bonus for all your selection them. What do they wait for now? Make you go do your betting for BetKing.com so that you go begin battle your football Saturday again.
That feeling? That's BetKing.
Oh, lunch. Guys, I'm going for lunch. Please, put more stew. Nice meal.
My chest.
Suffering from heartburn and indigestion? Try Just Eat. My recommendation for the past 26 years. Just Eat is a brand of aluminium and magnesium hydroxide and Simethico. Just Eat is available in suspension and tablets. Remedy for heartburn, indigestion, flatulence, and acidity.
Just Eat, now available in new packs. If symptoms persist after 3 days, please see your doctor. Read leaflet inside.
You summon the oracle now.
Greetings, my king. How can the oracle serve you?
You will tell me the secret to your power. How did that keke move without a driver?
My secret is the power of 5G.
Tell me more about the power of 5G.
With hyper-fast internet speeds, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give you amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, fire downloads at 2 gigabytes per second, smart homes, instant language translation, and so much more.
5G's amazing technology will change the way we experience life and the internet. Get ready to encounter the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Imagine if the world revolved around you and you could do anything, like even make this ad go faster.
I'm going to buy my first car this year.
Or maybe slower.
I'm going to buy my first car.
Or even turn it to music.
I'm going to buy my first car this year.
Or maybe just leave it as it is.
I'm going to buy my first car this year.
Yup, that feeling is second to none. And the best part is, you decide the pace. Set the pace for a great life with a reliable trading partner that makes the world revolve around you. Download the OctaFX trading app now. OctaFX, focused on your goal.
Africa is a continent of great people with great ambitions, great dreams, and great minds. Africa's great minds need an intelligent computer that can help them interpret their greatness successfully. No matter where you are in your journey to greatness, the HP 200 G4 all-in-one PC bundle with 10th generation Intel Core i5 processor and 8GB RAM, 256GB memory will help you prepare today for tomorrow's success with its superior capabilities, fast performance, durable battery life, slim and sophisticated design. The HP 200 G4 AI OPC with Intel Core i5 processor generation system makes learning and preparing for success easier and smarter. Start your journey to success today. Buy the HP 200 G4 all-in-one PC bundle with 10th generation Intel Core i5 processor and 8GB RAM, 256GB memory. Available at Konga stores nationwide. Call 070-070-00000 or visit www.konga.com for more information.
We know it's lunchtime. No need to hide from your landlord this month. Get ahead of your rent with the MoneyPal app.
Imagine trying to cook a quick meal after a long day, only for gas to finish. Or just as your conversation is starting to make some.
Your call credit has been exhausted. Please recharge or...
Don't get cut off when it matters most. Switch to Airtel Postpaid today and enjoy more calls, more data, and SMS for as low as 3,000 Naira. Visit any Airtel store to get started.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
I let go.
Push and they go, not tire until die or also blow. La Casera, make nothing stop you.
This is what goodness tastes like. Golden caramel, creamy buttermint, and rich coffee. There's a Cadbury candy for every moment.
Introducing Cadbury Caramel Candy, Cadbury Coffee, and your favorite Cadbury buttermint candies. Now there's lots more to share and enjoy.
There you are, riding in silence, both deep in thought. I bet you the driver thinks this ride should have cost more, and you, the passenger, you are sure you are overpaying. Never mind, let's just stay quiet. Or you can both download InDrive and agree on a fair price beforehand. InDrive, people driven. The InDrive online passenger transportation aggregator is not a taxi service. Find more information at www.indrive.com.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Whoops. Sorry, I played at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give us amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, smart homes, 2 gigabytes per second downloads.
Get ready to experience the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 5:36. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. 10 years after the Alu Four, why is jungle justice still rampant? Helping me make sense of this is a journalist who just put together a short film to mark the 10-year anniversary of this gruesome horror piece of Nigeria's history. It happened in 2012. Some of you may remember it, the gruesome murder of Ugonna Obuzo, Tekena Elkana, Chiadika Biringa, and Lloyd Toku. It happened in Port Harcourt, in Alu, specifically a community in River State, back in October 2012. Nduka Ojimor of the BBC is here with me. And before the break, we were talking about, well, what is it about us that turns off our good person switch and turns on our murder switch? As a society, as a culture, do we make murder easy? And, you know, we talked about, well, okay, illiteracy is a huge part of it. If you look at the place where jungle justice happens, it typically happens in places that have a high population of uneducated people. And then I gave him the example of what happened in Sokoto a few months ago. And that's where we left off on that break. Nduka, you have thoughts to share?
Yeah, I was saying that was a different thing altogether. And that even the best of us, when it comes to religion, when it comes to ethnicity, people tend to turn off that good side, you know, that you talked about. And we know religion is at the height of it. Crusades have been fought for to protect what people feel is dear to them. So I don't really want to go into that, you know, even now I'm being careful because it's one of those sensitive things in Nigeria where
it's such a sore point.
Exactly. Mm. And quite frankly, I think the height of civilization should be human beings should be able to debate such things. We should be able to debate what people consider dogmatic religious beliefs that they don't think should be contested. I think everything under the sun should be contested, but unfortunately, we can't do that because I would really like to explore that case in Sokoto State. You know, and several other. There was one in Abuja in Lugbe, alleged blasphemy and all that. But let's not go into all that, Sandra. However, let's talk about the one that happened in Lekki. In Lagos, and it was for 100 naira, 50 naira change, you know, and the Okada men murdered that young sound engineer.
Yeah.
100 naira can barely buy you anything in Nigeria these
days. Anymore, yeah.
So what is it that makes a group of people kill someone for something as insignificant as 100 naira? You know, it's that frustration, that pent up anger that they've been building for a while, and they're looking for an avenue to then explode. Back to the Alu case itself. In that community, there have been reported instances of robbery, petty thefts, you know, things like that going on there, and it happened for a while. In fact, one of the men that was convicted. Someone was telling me that his house was robbed twice, and in one of those occasions, they raped his mother. Now I can't confirm all that, but I don't know if those videos are quite gruesome to even view. But you could see this guy who was quite ferocious with it. He had this
block anger. But again, it
was that guy.
Yeah, you could see the malice. You know, that's what I was talking about earlier on. You know,
yeah.
So I can understand having that kind of anger. I can understand having a distrust in the system, but how about catching the thief, tying them up, keeping them hostage, forcing them to pay for whatever it is that the community has lost? Isn't that a safer threshold than crossing it and becoming a murderous barbarian? You know, it's not clicking for me what makes people cross that line and go to set fire, set petrol, burn.
Yeah, I mean, nothing would justify it. Nothing on earth can justify such I don't want to even use the word retaliation because that would even give it some
validity.
Exactly. But this guy, and this is what I heard in Alu when I went back to do this, people are saying, oh look, that guy, you know, he felt very very bitter because of what happened to his mother. So when he saw those boys, you know, he lost reason at that point, because he had that
experience,
anger in him. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should wish away, you know, the role of the judicial system in all of this. I think it's at the heart of why this is happening. We're not the worst country on earth.
And I want to come back to that lack of faith in the system, but I will do that after I share this information with Lagos. Go ahead.
Yes, guys. So it's cocktail week, and from the 14th all the way to the 22nd of this month, restaurants and bars, please visit the website is www.lagoscocktailweek.com. So when next you're out with family and friends, ask for the MasterCard cocktail menu and pay with your MasterCard, and trust me, you're onto something truly priceless.
Thank you very much. So again, let's explore that lack of faith in the system, Ndoka.
Yeah.
What do you think the weakest links in the justice system are? Is it the police's failure to instill law and order? Is it their inability to respond when law and order breaks down? Is it an inability to investigate? Is it more on the trial side? What do you think the weakest links are?
think is the general lack of accountability and this impunity that happens across Nigeria. I don't know if you saw the video 3 weeks ago in Lagos, where you had members of the NURTW the factions were fighting.
Yes.
We had three bottles and we had three policemen there
just
who behaved as if like they're so lackluster. Like,
hey, you had the state government mediating that fight eventually at a fancy hotel.
But you get a feeling in Nigeria that, you know, the police don't care. They don't think, unless it's a high profile case, they don't really think it's their duty. And that's at the heart of it. After the Alu, after the killing of those boys, and the Liberals, the governor then got involved, there's this thing the police does. It never makes any sense to me. It's called mass arrest. So a crime is committed in this community. We don't care if you were there. Yeah. So that also is a failure of the system, because one of the chief of ALU, and he said he wasn't there, and he went to court. They arrested him for a year and 3 months, and he spent 2 years clearing his name. You know, eventually spent 5 million naira and all that. That's another miscarriage of justice. You know, this thing where you have no forensic way of getting to the truth, so you then arrest everyone. I'll put that at the top of it. No one is scared of the police. Let's be frank. There's a lack of faith in the system.
I mean,
no one is scared that something is going to be done. No one is scared of the repercussions. And if you have money, sorry Sandra, chances are high that you can buy your way, you know, out of most crimes in Nigeria.
I was gonna say one of those convicted over the Alu 4 was a policeman.
Yeah, exactly.
So it does lend credence.
What are we talking about?
To the complicity we're talking about.
They were driving in the patrol van, and the first police set, they stopped there, and they went down. They asked, you know, what's going on here, and people said, look, we've caught these robbers, and the police said, oh, hand them over to us, and the guy said, no, we are not handing. We want to deal with these ones. It doesn't make any sense that the police is even negotiating with the police. Are supposed to be an authority of
that's
state.
Right.
You know, you have that authority backing you. You
that's
are like
right.
Nigeria.
That's
you
right.
know, you should negotiate with people. They did that. I said, okay, anyhow, and I want Jamaica, and they walked away.
That's
and
right.
the second set came, and the policeman said, oh, now they said they disturbed one of here. He came down from his car, used the barrel of his gun, you know, to hit one of the police. He got involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, so for an agent of the state to get involved at that level, it tells you how much reforms, and we've been saying this for years now, you know, the police needs to be reformed. You know, everyone agrees that something is wrong with the police. It's not working right. But we don't really have that political will, because the truth is the politicians benefiting from the system the way it is.
Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. What are your thoughts on this story, Lagos? What do you think are the reasons Nigerians still resort to mob justice? Have you ever witnessed a lynching? Have you ever tried to stop a lynching? What happened when you tried to stop it? Do you remember this Alu 4 case? Where were you when this Alu 4 case thing happened? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Again, to our regular callers, remember, today you're taking the day off. We want to hear from new people. Eh? Just today. Please, don't be annoyed. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you turn your radio off for me?
Okay, I've done that.
All right, go ahead then. What's your name, sir?
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm a policeman.
Okay.
I'm a policeman.
Okay.
I can say I'm so fortunate today.
Okay.
To get you people online today, because I do call in all of your programs. But I find it difficult to get to attend the line with the ringing. They will not pick for several years now.
We're glad you're here today.
That's the topic on the ground.
Thank you.
I'm so surprised that the members of the public don't care to know about what is happening to the police authority itself.
Okay.
I've been in this job for the past 22 years now. This is my 22 years in service.
Okay.
The only time I was cheated with a uniform was when I was recruited and I finished from my training at Police College Ikeja here. That was when I was cheated with all the normal kids. Apart from that very day, all whatever I wear, if you see a policeman dressing very neat, whatever you are seeing on him, he bought it with his money.
Okay. So you're saying that
they don't cheat and they don't cheat anybody.
So is that why you
let me continue. I have a younger brother that died right from 2018 now.
Mm.
2018, a younger brother of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That died right from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The entitlement, we have been battling with the entitlement up to now, from now to tomorrow. I have not gotten penny.
So I understand what you're saying, and the plight of policemen is not news to Nigerians, but I do have a question for you. If the conditions of service are so unpalatable, why do you stay in service? Why do you remain a policeman? Why do you remain in policeman? A policeman? Why not leave the force and do something else?
Where is the job opportunity? People graduated from school every day. NYSC on each year, people serve and get their certificate as their certificate.
So I agree.
As I'm talking to you, my first son graduated from University of Ilorin.
I agree that the jobs are not there.
Now, I feed him on daily basis.
Sir, I agree that the jobs are not there.
Doesn't have job.
Sir, I agree that the jobs. I agree that the jobs are not there. However, I'm listening to you, but you also have to listen to me.
Listen to me.
I'm listening to you, but you also have to listen to me. I'm saying, I understand that the jobs are not there. I understand that the conditions for servicemen is deplorable, but you have two choices. Choice number one, leave the force. Mm-hmm. Choice number two, stay in the force and do the job for which you join the force, which is when you see jungle justice, you step in and stop it, not,
Step in and stop it. You do that.
Okay.
But let me tell you, a situation whereby a policeman is being killed at the point of stopping that jungle justice.
Mm.
It will remain him and his family.
Mm. I understand that. Thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it. He does raise a valid point. What's the incentive for the police officers to try and intervene at a scene of a crime, of mob justice going on, when he could get killed? And if he does get killed, that's it. You know, the state doesn't recognize him. The state doesn't take care of his family, etc., etc. Nduka, what do you think about that?
I totally understand his plight. However, I can't agree with what he said. I think it's the job. I think it is what the job entails. It's a tough job. It's a job that borders on life and death, and that's why not everyone can do it. But once you sign up to be a police officer, you know, it's a job that's you understand you're putting your life on the line for others, you know, first and foremost. And he needs to appreciate. We of course understand the challenges that the police officers in Nigeria face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't discount that. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. However, the duty of police officers is to save lives and property. I don't think that can be discarded because you're not incentivized to do your job.
Nduka, thank you so much for telling this story, reminding Nigerians about this story, and joining me on Hard Facts today to talk about it. Thank you very
much
for having
me, Sandra.
All right then. Lagos, before we take a long break, I have more information to share with you. Yes?
Yes, this is from Sanlam, Nigeria. So did you know that Sanlam is the largest insurer on the African continent?
Sanlam is a diversified financial service company founded in South Africa with a strong presence in over 33 countries on the African continent and presence in India, Malaysia, and selected developed markets. Sanlam is also a purpose-led organization with all efforts centered around helping customers and people in general live with confidence. And of course, there's more to that. Sanlam also promotes financial inclusion, transformation, and empowerment through its broad product and financial advice offering, inclusive culture, and partnership approach. Sanlam has proven track record of delivering superior value to clients, employees, shareholders, and broader society, focusing on protecting customers' wealth and peace of mind and empowering them to live confidently. So you can now see why FBN Insurance has chosen to transform to Sanlam Nigeria. Sanlam, live with confidence.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break now. When we come back from this break, I have guests joining me at 6:15. Lagos, I know you have thoughts about this story that we just explored on today's Big Hard Fact. Hopefully there's some time in the future to come back to it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
You summon the oracle now!